What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. It's our third hour. And somebody just sent me a link to hatecrimehoaxes.com, which we have put up at whatreallyhappened.com. But it's an easy enough name to remember, hatecrimehoaxes.com, and this website tracks hate crime hoaxes in real time, and obviously their top story is this Jewish teenager who has been arrested for making bomb threats against Jewish centers in all over the world, pretty much. So they've got that at the top. But I'm looking at this, and what a huge, huge number of these stories are out there. Woman pleads guilty to fake Donald Trump-inspired hate crime. University of Michigan student pleads guilty to reporting fake hate crime after Trump's election. Wisconsin college student put anti-Muslim graffiti on their own door. Lakeville officials say black special ed student behind racist graffiti. And on and on and on and on. There's a lot of it. In fact, there's even more of it than I was aware of. Jewish student paints swastika on own door. Gay YouTuber faked hate crime attack on himself. Woman faked sex assault claim because she was distraught over election, and so forth and so on. You know, we've lost something in our culture. We've lost common sense, courtesy, ethics, morality. And I don't know if it's because our leadership is setting such a terrible example for everybody else to follow, or if it's just the side effects of being zoned out on all of these prescription psychiatric medications. But it does feel like our entire society, and not just Wall Street and the federal government, are totally dysfunctional at this point here. Now, let's turn over to immigration. Austria has now doubled their cash offer for migrants to leave the country. And they're trying to repatriate 50,000 asylum seekers, and they had issued a cash offer of 500 euros to just go back home. That apparently didn't work. So now the offer is 1,000 euros, which is about the same thing in U.S. dollars, 1,080 U.S. dollars, to leave the country, not have to be chased down, put on a bus. Out in California, the city of Malibu has become a sanctuary city. And you wouldn't, I mean, I don't know about you. I've been to Malibu many, many times, especially when I was working in the film industry. And it's not exactly a place you'd think of as having a huge immigrant population. But apparently, no one's baby or house in Malibu is being cared for without illegal immigrant labor. So, who knows what's going on out there? Apparently, getting over to Brexit, Michael Barnier, who's one of the Brexit negotiators, is saying that the EU is determined to seal a, quote, unique, end quote, trade deal with Britain as soon as possible. And so what Brussels is clearly trying to do is to find some other way to functionally keep Great Britain enslaved by the EU so that Brexit is just name only. Yes, we're an independent Great Britain, but we're still locked to Brussels by the trade treaty. We're still locked to the open borders policy by this treaty. They're basically trying to find a way to render the purpose of Brexit null and void, to leave it just a hollow shell, merely a label. And I don't think that's going to work very well. Over in Germany, latest polls there are showing 59% of the German people want a change in leadership. And obviously, this is not looking good for Angela Merkel, who I think was very, very reckless in declaring she was going to run for the chancellorship again, especially with the people of Germany this openly hostile to her globalist agenda. Now, there's another little interesting article. This came out of DW.com, how Germany's foreign intelligence agency recruits young hackers. And the spin of the story is that in this world where Russia is hacking this and Russia is hacking that, Germany's Federal Intelligence Agency is recruiting young hackers to come on in and save the country. And they're claiming that this is to recognize and assess potentially damaging espionage activities and prevent or minimize the fallout. I imagine along the way, some of these kids might be told, rig the election for Merkel. When you look at how her numbers are falling, the only reason she's staying in the race is, like Hillary Clinton, she thinks she can steal it. And we have seen so many stolen elections in recent time. British police are now saying that Nigel Farage's defeat 2 years ago was by election fraud. Now, the United States is preparing a case to link North Korea to the $81 million New York Fed bank heist. Now, when it all happened, everybody said, we have no idea. They came and went. The hackers were trying to get a huge amount of money. They didn't get all that they wanted, but they did get $81 million from Bangladesh's account at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York last year. And now they're out there saying, oh, well, we know it was North Korea. Let's demonize North Korea, those gosh darn North Koreans. Well, North Korea is a little behind the times with regards to the internet. Back in 2014, they only had one block of IP addresses for the entire country. That means just 256 IP addresses for the whole country. They may have a little bit more now. But it isn't shaping up to be a hotbed of hacker activity. And let us not forget the CIA's Umbridge program, which is set up to frame third parties for hacker attacks. From this day forward, we should not ever assume that when somebody says this country is behind this hacking attack, that that's really what's going on. When they say we have found digital fingerprints identifying the culprit, no, what you have found is the frame-up. Who they want you to think did it. Russia, North Korea. Now the other day, oh, let's do a quick shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. The other day we were talking about this revelation that Android phones were discovered to have malware in them, already installed at the point of sale. And the phone manufacturers were saying, it's certainly not us. It's happening someplace along the supply chain. Everybody's pointing fingers. But apparently WikiLeaks has released some more of those CIA documents, including a program called Night Skies. And apparently Night Skies is the CIA program to insert spyware in factory fresh iPhones. So it's not just the Androids that are being targeted. And apparently, according to the Night Skies documents, the CIA has been installing malware in iPhones since at least 2008 through the suppliers. And they're going to be releasing more of those documents. So denials by the cell phone manufacturers that they don't know where the malware is coming from just fell flat on their face. The cell phones are being manufactured with spyware in there at the behest of the CIA and presumably the NSA as well. Now, another story coming out of the Register in Great Britain. Apparently, somebody is back to playing around with those Siemens industrial controllers. And apparently, they have discovered a new malware that's disguised as a legitimate firmware update for these Siemens digital controllers. Has apparently infected industrial equipment worldwide over the last 4 years. Now, this cyber weapon malware is packaged as software to be installed on Siemens programmable logic controllers, PLC. At least 10 industrial plants, 7 of which are in the U.S., were found running this infected firmware. And they're describing it as crimeware. They don't know what it's supposed to do. Whatever its purpose is, it hasn't been triggered yet. But it's definitely out there. Now, as you know, if you are really concerned about the long-term future of your country or your county or your city or your state, you do want to focus on education, real education, not just indoctrination. but actually teaching your kids basic skills. And apparently, America's public education system is failing the citizens of Detroit, where the Detroit Regional Workforce Fund reports that 47% of people in Detroit are functionally illiterate. In the Detroit suburbs, illiteracy is one-third the population. That is astoundingly bad. Being able to read and write is essential to getting a job. Math skills are essential to getting a job. And America's public education system has let all these people down. I'm sure they're convinced that Al Gore is right about human-caused global warming. I'm sure they're convinced that the Second Amendment does not, in fact, confer an individual right to keep and bear weapons on the American people. Thank you, Common Core. But something has gone hideously wrong with this federally controlled education system when you have 47% of the people in Detroit unable to read and write effectively. We talk about the deliberate dumbing down of America. Seems to be right in front of us. It seems to be right in front of us. Speaking of Al Gore, let's talk about human-caused global warming. Apparently over in Ireland, the Irish motorists are being warned to be very, very careful. There's apparently another storm of rain and snow coming in. It's going to make driving conditions very, very dangerous. They've issued a status yellow weather warning to the Irish drivers over there. Meanwhile, an Arctic front is bringing snow showers to Rhode Island. Actually, it happened yesterday. We're officially in spring now, and we're still getting snow and ice. Now, Donald Trump's Environmental Protection Agency has granted Flint, Michigan, $100 million to clean up their water system. It's a good start. It's overdue. And the money is going to be used to replace the city's badly corroded and lead-tainted system of water pipes. Unfortunately, as we've discovered since the Flint scandal erupted, Flint was not alone. Erin Brockovich, who was made famous by the movie with her name on it, about the hexavalent chromium scandal out in California, PG&E. They've mounted a project where they are doing testing of water all across the country, and they are finding thousands and thousands of cities and towns where the water coming out of your faucet is dangerous. It is harmful. Now, if you're concerned about the water where you are and you don't trust your local water board's official reports, you can, for about $20, $30, get a water testing kit from places like eBay. We bought one here. It had about six different tests in there. And I'm happy to say we have very good water coming out of our faucet here on Oahu. It's very hard water, which makes sense because we're sucking it out from inside an extinct volcano. But other than that, no lead, no microbes, and basically good water, which we were very, very happy to hear. But other places may not be so fortunate, and you need to know. Now, of course, the bottled water companies love the fact that tap water across the country is becoming dangerous because as people learn they cannot drink or cook with the water coming from the faucet, what do? They go to the bottled water companies. The goal of the money junkies is to force you to have to pay for every single necessity of life. Food, power, now water, eventually air. There'll be an air bill. You don't pay your air bill, we're shutting off the valve. There are actually booths in the more polluted areas of Japan where if the smog is getting to you, you step into the booth, you put your money in the machine, and you can spend 5 minutes breathing filtered, clean, pure air to revive yourself. That's getting really, really out there. Apparently, ING Bank has started selling their loan shares in the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline project. And apparently, they're concerned that this campaign to stop the pipeline it has not itself been stopped. It's still moving forward. And, of course, the people at the Standing Rock Reservation are viewing this as a victory. Yank the funding. And a lot of people are asking, why didn't they follow the original pipeline right-of-way, which went outside the Sioux lands? Well, because it went near a town full of white people. That's why we can't expose white people to all these toxic petrochemicals. Just send it across the Native American reservation. What are they going to do? You know, kill Colonel Custer again? Here's a good story, I think, that really underscores that story about Detroit being 47% functionally illiterate. Over in Great Britain, a student, Miles Solomon, discovered an error in NASA's data from the International Space Station, specifically the radiation sensors. Now, this kid's 17 years old. He's from Tapton School in Sheffield, and he wrote into NASA with his documentation. NASA came on back, said, "We appreciate it. You are right. We messed up." And they've now invited him to help analyze and solve the problem. And they're trading spreadsheets back and forth. Now, the research was part of the TIMPICS project from the Institute for Research in Schools, which gives students in Great Britain the chance to work on data from the space station. And that's where this student, Miles Solomon, found this. I remember when I was a kid, and again, this was in the heyday of the space race, Project Mercury, Project Gemini, and everybody was in love with science. Science was the big deal in school. And I loved it, obviously. And these days, it's almost like it really is being de-emphasized, because to actively participate in science means you have to think. You have to analyze. You have to be logical. You have to double-check the facts. And those are skills that our current government sees as a threat in the general population. And we've certainly seen our so-called science TV channels be turned into instruments of propaganda. Oh, yes, global warming, the swine flu pandemic of 2009. Now, NASA's having another little bit of a problem. The Curiosity rover is starting to show cracks in the wheels. And it is a real problem. How do you design a wheel that's lightweight and can survive driving over rocks and gravel for a considerable amount of time? And unfortunately, images are showing that the wheels are beginning to crack, and that can be a real problem. Now, these wheels are made out of aluminum. There are no tires on them. The headline in the original article was kind of fraudulent. And they found two small breaks on the rover's left middle wheel. Now, obviously, this may just be a one-off, but if it turns out the wheels are starting to fail, there could be hairline cracks that are not visible to the cameras. And that would be the end of the mission. And that would be a real shame, because Curiosity has found a lot of stuff. They've actually found a lot of evidence that NASA is still equivocating about whether it means life or not. Could be, maybe, sort of, might be. And as I learned back on Viking, there is a political bias against confirming indigenous life anywhere else but Earth, out of fear that it would shake things up. It's the same reason when Marco Polo returned from his explorations of China, the Dominicans threw him in a dungeon, because the church feared that general public awareness of another civilization out to the east who had never even heard of Jesus was a threat to their power. Fortunately, eventually, word about what Marco Polo had found leaked out from the people who'd been with him, and Marco Polo was eventually released and given his due as a great explorer. But very often governments don't want you to know things if they think it might actually reduce their hold over you. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, if you would care to call on in. Boy, a lot of warplanes out there flying around. We've been keeping an eye lately on Boguslav Volcano. It's up in the Aleutian Islands, and it has been off and on in this eruption sequence since the middle of last December. There have been 37 eruptions. I get the automatic alerts here from the USGS. And it is of concern because the Aleutian Islands represent one of the main air transit corridors between Asia and the United States. And so they're constantly having to reroute traffic back and forth. For us here in Hawaii, our concern is that anytime there's a large volcano in the Aleutian Islands and part of it sloughs off into the ocean, or there's a major associated earthquake, we get tsunamis here. All right, let's take a phone call. Philip in Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, aloha snack bar.
Aloha snack bar.
Yeah, I like to use that and explain it to them, make fun of that insanity that we're witnessing with the Muslim robots running around killing each other. But anyway, getting back to what you were talking about, that malware with, that's in these products that are being put out. I remember when the Vault 7 information broke a couple weeks ago, ABC News did a report, and Brian Ross, to his credit, noted that Samsung's feigned outrage over that was kind of disingenuous because of the fact that they put out a notice back in 2014 warning their customers to be careful about what they said around their televisions. You remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, these corporations that are cooperating with the these intelligence agencies and things, putting this malware and stuff and surveillance devices built into their systems, it's sad. These people, they just lie, just like the deep state's doing, lying about everything.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is the government can bring quite a bit of coercive pressure onto the executives of a company, so that even if the executives don't want to go along with this stuff, they can always find a lever. Remember during the Franklin scandal where the members of Congress simply went to Discovery Channel and said, if you run this, we will pass laws that will drive you out of business. They could do the same thing to all these computer companies. They could say, we're going to revoke the H-1B visas. We're going to throw tons and tons of regulatory compliance on you and drive you out of business. And that's a very real threat when you're dealing with a criminal government to begin with. There's also the fact that with all the surveillance that's been going on key people going back to Echelon and Five Eyes, they may have information with which they can blackmail some of these individuals. Or there may be a parallel program to Mockingbird, where the goal is not to have the top executives at the corporate media CIA assets, but to make sure CIA assets are CEOs of major corporations, including all of these computers. There's any one of several ways that this can be brought about. But all of this, of course, is a violation not just of the Fourth Amendment, but the bottom of the Fifth Amendment, where it says the government is not allowed to use your personal property without compensation. And now we're finding out that all of our computers, all of our tablets, all of our smartphones are doing work for the U.S. government. We're not getting paid a single penny for it.
Well, I forgot about that aspect, that there can be blackmailing these companies and hostage holding, so to speak. But weren't they incentivizing these corporations, too, to do that as well?
They could very well have been doing that. I remember there was a big scandal in Europe with a company called Crypto AG, that put out a recreated Enigma machine after World War II, and it turned out the NSA had bribed the owner of the company with a huge amount of money to put a backdoor into that system. So, yeah, whatever it takes to get what they want, that's what they're going to do.
Well, I tell you what, we are really in some terrible, perilous times here, because you can't believe anything that's coming out of the government basically now with regards to any of these boogeymen that they're putting out there, saying that, like you just mentioned recently, about they're trying to frame North Korea now for this Federal Reserve heist. You know,
yeah,
I mean, you can't believe anything.
All right, Philip, going to have to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I want to take a quick step back here to the terror attack at Parliament. And it's now being reported that this assailant was known to MI5. They knew this guy was a problem, and still the terror attack happened. And it proves to us the war on terror, as it is presently constituted, does not really work. Now, apparently over in India, as you know, they have farmers who grow opium poppies. And apparently their biggest problem right now are the parrots who will come on in to the poppy fields and get stoned, chewing on those bulbs underneath the buds. And they've learned how not to make any noise, not squawk while they're doing it so that they can't get chased on out. Just what we need. Junkie parrots here. All right, let's go back to the phones. Mark in Philadelphia, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Is that what Jimmy Buffett, why he named his followers the parrot heads?
Could be.
Just a joke.
Could be. Well, you know, that To me, that's insulting. If I was a fan, I did like his music, but I view the being termed a parrot head as, you know, I don't know where it's coming from. Maybe it was meant well, but it doesn't come across very good.
Yeah, well, I want to bring to your attention a video I watched last night. And this video is an interview with a woman, and I don't know her name. There's no name given, but she is coming from Missouri. She worked for, and she was very much in support of the refugee resettlement program. And it turns out that at a certain point, she just couldn't go along with it anymore because what was happening just didn't make any sense. This interview is put forth by a man named Josh Tolley, T-O-L-L-E-Y. I forwarded it to you. I didn't know your email address, but I made it up, michael@whatreallyhappened.com. Is that your email address?
Well, it isn't, but it will get through to me anyway, because anything sent to @whatreallyhappened.com will reach me. And
okay, good.
I'm trying to look for it. What was the name of the person doing the interview?
Josh Tolley, but the interview is a link to a video down below and further down, because I'd forwarded it to a few people. But anyway, the video was put up a week ago, March 16th, and the title is "Diseased Refugees Obtaining Social SSN and Passport Upon Arrival." And what she gives details to these the refugees that are coming in are not being vetted. Then when they arrive, they're put in a process of getting a social security number, and then also put on long-term disability, social security disability, and then they also get a passport, and they're given some cash. And this is being 34,000 have arrived in Missouri since from October through February, she says, with a cap of 50,000. So there's 16,000 more left until the end of the fiscal year ending in September. So anyway, there's a lot more details to this video. It's an hour long. I encourage you to watch it. I encourage others to go to this Josh Tolley's YouTube. I have nothing to do with him, but this is a really good interview, and there's a lot of details, and I'm telling you, it'll stir your beans and steam you up pretty quick. And it's being supported on the ground by three groups: Jewish Vocational Services, Catholic Charities, and also the Lutheran Church, both in Kansas City and in St. Louis. And I'm sure that it's probably happening in other places too across our nation. And this is something that if Americans watch this, they will it will surely stir them up in a way that it'll fire them up. It'll get you maybe damn mad, because we've got people waiting in line for these kinds of services who've been waiting for years and keep getting denied, including veterans, homeless veterans, and then these people come from across, you know, from another land, and they just get they get all these things, benefits.
You get right to the front of the front of the line here. Actually, one of our members already posted that video to whatreallyhappened.com, and it's on the main page. And this is not a new issue. As when they first started that open border situation, people were pointing out that these refugees and illegal immigrants coming into the country without any vetting were bringing back contagious diseases that had previously been eradicated inside the United States. There was even a major problem with the Border Patrol workers. The ICE people were getting sick. And they were having staff shortages because so many of these ICE agents, they had no immunity to these illnesses because they haven't been in this country for a long time, and they were coming down very, very ill. We've had, obviously, scabies coming on in, H1N1, AIDS, in one case, bubonic plague, and who knows what all else. But these globalists are so intent on blurring us all together that the idea that they could trigger an actual pandemic and wipe out a significant part of the global population, I don't know, maybe that's ultimately what they want to do, and find a way to do it that doesn't affect the real estate and the buildings and all the other good things that they want to, that they covet.
Yeah.
But it is a medical disaster right now.
Well, I encourage people to go to that watch that video. Josh Tolley, a week ago, diseased refugees obtaining SSN and passport upon arrival, because there's some details there that I haven't heard of before. I know generally we understand what's going on, but this gives detail, and she comes across genuine and sincere, and I think it's valid. So anyway, I'll let it go at that. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you very much. And like I said, one of our members had already posted that video. It is on the main page at whatreallyhappened.com. Now, on that same topic about the high costs of illegal immigration and refugees, there's an article over at Investment Watch blog saying that California now has the worst roads in America while having the happiest, well-fed illegal aliens. And we know that the cost of maintaining that illegal immigrant population in California is running close to $30 million a year, which California simply cannot afford. So they cut back on things like taking care of the roads. Now, the good news is that up until recently, Hawaii had the worst roads in America. Well, we're number two, and we can just say things are all much better here. Actually, not. Our roads are getting worse. It's just California went past us on that one. Okay, back to the phones. Chip in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Got a little out-of-the-box thought here for you. I know it won't happen, but it'd be interesting for Trump to do, since you can't figure out the NSA and all the secret deep state stuff. I think he needs to bring Andrew Snowden or Julian Assange back and put him in charge of finding out stink.
I think that would be a very, very good thing indeed to do, but I agree it's probably not going to happen. I'm sure Donald Trump is well aware that if he pushes too hard on the establishment, they're going to give him the Kennedy treatment.
Well, somebody needs to get down to the bottom of it, and I think it is bigger than what Trump can do himself, but it takes a criminal to find a criminal.
Well, I disagree with that. I disagree with that. We're certainly getting to the bottom of it, and we're crowdsourcing the investigation, which means there is no one point where the establishment can end the investigation by killing a single individual. And where people like Michael Hastings committed their major mistake was they put all of their information in a single location. And that's what made themselves a target. Same thing with Vincent Foster. Vincent Foster had a dead man's switch with all kinds of incriminating information, but he made the mistake of leaving it in his White House office safe. So after he was suicided, the Secret Service log showed a special technical team from the Pentagon was shown into Foster's office. And when the Park Police got there to seal the office as a potential crime scene, the office had been cleaned out. The safe was empty, and all the paperwork had been looted by Hillary Clinton's chief of staff. And if you're involved in these kind of investigations, the sooner you go public, the sooner you're going to be safe again. You shouldn't sit on any of this information. Or if you have to keep it under wraps because you're looking for confirmation, spread it out all over the place. Have 20, 30 people that you trust acting as your dead man switches. And let that be known, and that's what will keep you safe. I'm pretty sure that's the reason Hillary Clinton is still alive. She's a major threat to so many people, but I'm sure that she has made it very clear that if something untoward were to happen to her, all kinds of incriminating information would immediately be made public, and careers would be ruined.
Well, I feel like the coup has been exposed with Trump getting in office. He's the first outsider that's been elected in I don't know how long. You know, the two-party system has been, it didn't matter A or B. They were both the same. So I'm not sure when it got taken over, but I think the president's just been the puppet.
I think that it's always been a long process of eroding the authority of the civil government and transferring it to corporate interests. But I do think it really took off following the assassination of John F. Kennedy, where the Federal Reserve was able to get the silver out of our coinage. Achieve their dream of virtual money, instantly created money, fantasy money, whatever you want to call it, because that happened right after the Kennedy assassination. Kennedy wanted to go back to a silver-based currency. That was a dire threat to the Federal Reserve. And again, I find it very illuminating that one of the members of the Warren Commission was John J. McCloy, president of the Chase Manhattan Bank, president of the World Bank. And I don't care how good a banker he is, he's simply not qualified to be investigating the murder of a president. So it logically follows he was there to make sure that the links between the assassination and the money junkies remained hidden.
Well, instead of leaving a will, I plan on leaving a buried treasure map. That's a good way to go out, I think.
Okay, well, if that's what you want to do. Got to have some treasure to bury in the first place, though. And
I got to figure out how to get some treasure. But hey,
Yeah, so don't we all? Don't we all? And all right, absolutely. Hey. All right, thanks an awful lot. All right, phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. We got about a quarter of an hour left of the show here. Now, apparently back up in Europe, Erdogan is succeeding in angering just about everybody. And Angela Merkel is basically issuing, shall we put it, a threat to the government of Turkey that they're going to ban all public appearances by Turkish politicians in Germany. And, of course, that is what Erdogan is saying. Oh, you're being like Nazis. You know, you're oppressing my people. You're a bunch of Nazis. And Erdogan is showing, as the Czech president said, Turkey is not ready to be part of the European Union when they have this kind of an us-and-them mentality. But I understand Erdogan is under a tremendous amount of pressure right now because he's pushing for this new referendum, which, if it passes, would grant him extraordinary new power and authority. Sort of like Adolf Hitler's Enabling Acts or the Patriot Act here in the United States of America. All rulers want more power. There's never enough. Just like with money junkies, it doesn't matter how much money they have right now, they've got to have more because it isn't the power and money they have right then and there. It's getting the new influx, the new rush, the new thrill, whether it's wealth or more power. And the same thing is true for George Soros. He dreams of a single global government and that he will live long enough to sit on that golden throne of planet Earth for at least a little while. And people who are that sociopathic, that focused on themselves, to the exclusion of all else, they represent a clear and present danger to human civilization as a whole. Because these are the people who create wars that kill millions and billions of people. These are the people who impoverish and send, condemned to starvation, the vast majority of people on planet Earth. And our founding fathers were correct in trying to devise a government where those in power had strict limits on that power and authority in order to keep them as harmless to the general welfare as possible. And we need to get back to that. Let's take another phone call. Terry in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, we're all against Agenda 21. However, you know, I think we do have a population growth problem. You know, not too many decades, and it can double again. What do you think the answer to that is?
Well, can you turn your speaker down because I'm hearing myself in the background? Okay, there are a couple of issues. I understand there is a human population problem, and there always will be because sex is a lot more fun than dying. And our population growth has been accelerated by improvements in public hygiene and the elimination of natural predators against humans, and that really is a problem. But I am convinced that the human race does have a built-in population control mechanism, and it's called homosexuality. And if you go back and you study history, you will find that during times of enhanced social stress, poverty, hunger, starvation, political stress, you will find the per capita incidence of homosexuality goes up. Now, we know in other life forms, primarily in amphibians, examples of those life forms, certain frogs and things, can change gender spontaneously in a same-sex environment, or they can start acting in ways contrary to reproduction if the population density is too high. And I think that's what we've got here. And I find it very amazing that we have so many people out there talking about we need to control the human population. At the same time, they're bashing the gays and not seeing right in front of them that there's the safety mechanism we've evolved to have. And on that particular basis, not only do homosexuals have just as much right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as anybody else, they are essential to the long-term survival of the human race, in my humble opinion. And whether that really is going to be the ultimate long-term solution or not, I don't know. But right now, with all of these illnesses that are coming into the United States, with apparently the epicyte gene has gone wild and birth rates are dropping off precipitously. Plus, you throw a nuclear world war on top of that, and I think the growing human population may not be the big problem that we all imagine it is. I'll tell you one thing, though. I get sick and tired of people coming up and saying there's a population problem and I want somebody else to die or go without children to solve it. And when such people come up to me, I say, okay, I agree. There's a population problem. You want to do something about it? There's a very tall building over there. Feel free to drop off, jump off. Try and hit a banker on the way to the ground. And that is basically how I deal with that. After a while, I get really tired of anybody who's pushing any agenda as long as it doesn't inconvenience them. I want war in Russia, but I'm going to stay home. I think there's a population problem, but I'm going to have kids. I think that humans are warming the earth, but I'm going to have my big mansion. And so forth, and so forth, and so forth. Got to take a break for commercial. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, We won't say we did. The tower's in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our program today here. And before we take our last phone call, a little bit of news. Hawaii's Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is introducing a bipartisan act to decriminalize marijuana at the national level. This bill, if passed, will remove the drug from the federal controlled substances list, which will end this conflict between the federal government and states that seek to decriminalize it. Of course, big alcohol and big tobacco are going to fight this tooth and nail, because as people start using more and more marijuana, they're dropping tobacco, they're dropping alcohol. Apparently, 40% of beer drinkers said that they would prefer marijuana over beer if it was legalized. So way to go, Tulsi. I remember years ago when I was in college, and I was very much involved in the move to legalize marijuana back then. We weren't very successful. We kept forgetting where we left the signed petitions. All right, we're going to go over and grab a phone call here from Dan in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Just wondering, I was watching these YouTube videos with my wife lately. They're kind of amusing. They're dash cam videos of car crashes, and about 90% of the ones we watch are from Russia. And one thing I started noticing in the background, there's people walking around shopping, there's bright, shiny factories, there's all kinds of trucks with like agriculture logos on the side. And it just seems like it's a bustling nation full of commerce and like a mercantile exchange and you name it. I mean, it's not
it's a happening place.
Unicycles.
It's a happening place.
Exactly.
And, you know, part of that recently is in response to the oil price war and the sanctions, which is forcing Russia to become more self-sufficient internally, which is exactly the opposite of what the New World Order wants. The New World Order wants an entire planet where no one area is able to take care of itself. We're forced to be dependent on the rest of the world to keep us enslaved, to keep us under control. The reason so many of those crash videos are coming out of Russia is because in many parts of Russia, it is now mandatory to have a TV recorder on your car to record when you have an accident for insurance purposes and so forth. And so that's why there's so much more of these videos out there. It's not because the Russians are lousy drivers or anything like that. Remember
exactly.
When that big meteor came crashing on down a couple of years ago, and how there was so many of these car videos that caught it? That's because car videos are very commonplace in Russia now.
It seems to me that, you know, Russia, after, you know, the Soviet Union collapsed, just like, you know, Germany collapsed after World War II, they're just an economic powerhouse. There's no stopping them. And I'm thinking that's why in Victoria Nuland and trying to take out Russia, make sure Russia didn't join Ukraine or align with them instead of the EU.
Absolutely. Again, this clash of civilizations is really a war between banking systems. And that's all it's ever been. Dan, we're going to have to let you go here. There's the music. It's time for me to get on out of here. I got to go find a locksmith to fix the locks on the Honda, sweep it for bugs, and all the rest of that stuff. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, with the lovely Lady Claire here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, please make a point of sharing what you learn here with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Truth, truth,